previously on Live at 6:05.
Yeah, it was a good time. Oh my God, that was not me.
That was a latte, like, demon in me. excuse me.
John Mallon.
And Val Gomez. Live 605. Amazing.
Coming to you live from a snowy downtown Toronto. This is episode 8. Season 23 of Live at 6:05, and I am your podcaster, Val.
And I am John, and we're deep into January, and now it snows in Toronto.
I know, but we are going to be talking about, like, another summer adventure, plural.
True.
So, but yeah, I'm like, why is it snowing now?
How do you feel about snow in the winter? Like, are you someone who's like, I want
how
it?
How do I feel about snow in the winter?
Do you want it from December till March, or do you not want it? Or I'm just curious your feelings.
I prefer snow over rain.
That's a good one. I
love
agree.
Christmas. So I you? Would, me? I would love to have snow all during the Christmas break. And then immediately upon return to commuting into work, have it stop and be sunny and crisp.
I'm the same. I'll take snow. Basically, if it snowed all of December, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I don't want it in November. I don't want it in January, February, March. And they hit us with this. What, a foot or so of snow in mid-January? Like, get the hell out of here. It was a green Christmas. We were wearing, like, our bomber jackets for Christmas.
I know. It's so...
But anyway, we'll get to that later on. But why don't you give out your contact information so people see what you've been up to?
Well, definitely check out what we've been up to, whether it's through our stories in a more topical way or just a lot of great imagery from the episodes we've been chatting about. It's Val Gomez 23 on Instagram. And
Instagam?
Instagam. Yeah, Instagam.
You do have Instagam.
And on Twitter.
You can follow your boy on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Mallencamp. And then if you want to check out the podcast, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, search Live at 6:05. You'll find all the best stuff there, especially on the Instagam.
Yeah.
Our Instagam's pretty on fleek.
Totally.
But we're going to continue this. This is by far the greatest season. I mean, we've had some great seasons. The season we got married, the season we bought a house.
Yeah.
But just in terms of, like, actual stuff we did this season.
Well, it's been all adventures, which is hopefully, again, taking that same fun vibe of 2023 into 2024.
Right.
Is our goal. But I was telling other people about, you know, I told my mom's hairdresser about our podcast yesterday.
Hey-o.
And just saying, like, you know, to your point, the wedding season was crazy because our stories from the wedding season were crazy.
Missing teeth, dresses catching on fire.
My hair catching on fire.
Oh, my God.
You falling in a bathtub. Yeah. Trying to buy mini drums for my drummer and my band.
That season's pretty spectacular.
Yeah, and you can't script that shit. But
no.
What I love about 2023 is, you know, if you've been listening to the previous episodes, every month has been an amazing adventure. We just, you know, completed the best of 2023 for music and
TV shows. Not movies,
but we realize we've actually seen more movies in 2023 than we have in, like, years.
Yeah.
So maybe we can drop some of those in a next episode. But yeah, no, it's just been a lot of fun.
I'm very excited for this episode. Next week's going to be crazy. We go to Chicago and visit some legendary places there. That's insane. Go to a concert. Just going to tease that. Next week is going to be a great, great episode. But
so is this one.
Of course. Well, this one, we're recapping a couple months worth of crazy stories. So should we just, like, drop kick right into this bad boy and just go for it?
Yeah, let's just go for it. I do have a super fan of the week, which will bring us into this episode too.
So should we get into it?
Yeah.
Well. Looks like we got ourselves a Live at 6:05 super fan.
That's it on fleek.
I'm excited. Who is it?
I was going to say, outside of my mom's hairdresser, now becoming a subscriber, outside of Tammy giving a shout out, we did get a new best of 2023 new subscriber to the podcast.
Really?
Aaron from the States has listened and I will say gave L. Michaels another listen, but was curious about your Lil Yachty review.
He's never listened to Lil Yachty.
Gonna check out Lil Yachty. You're converting people.
If you're into psychedelic rock, if you like MGMT or Tame Impala or Mac DeMarco, you're going to like the Lil Yachty album.
And I think it was like one of the, like the Spin magazine articles that you had sent me, Lil Yachty being interviewed and like cringe. He was saying his dad was like listening to Radiohead, and he's like, what kind of drugs would you do while you were listening to the Radiohead album? Like, I think it was not Kitty, probably was Fuckity Fuck.
You're looking at me like I listen to a lot of Radiohead.
Oh, my, I listen to a lot of Radiohead.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I know their song. I don't know.
Oh, my God. My
the Bends.
The Bends. Thank you. Fucking hell.
Okay, computer in rainbows.
Look at you. You know more of the Radiohead catalog currently than I do.
There you go.
But anyway, they were saying Lil Yachty's like, I want to make a record that sounds like what would have been like listening to those albums like my dad did doing a lot of drugs. So That's why you got to listen to new Lil Yachty.
And I respect him for taking a chance and trying something different.
Totes.
And you got to give it up to people who came before him, like Lil Wayne, who 12 years ago did a full, he did the biggest album ever, the Carter 3, sold a million albums in 1 week. And he's like, you know what I'm going to do for my next album? Is I'm going to make a pure rock album. Whoa. And it was trash. Shit. Yes. But, so do not listen to Rebirth by Lil Wayne, but listen to Let's Start Here by Lil Yachty. You will not be disappointed.
And that is our super fan of the week.
Well, well, well. Looks like we got ourselves a Live at 605 super fan.
That's it, I'm thinking.
Getting faster with the buttons today.
I know,
sound effects. You're
back in your game.
I want to bring in some new sound effects for future episodes, though.
Okay.
We'll stay tuned for that.
So July was really, you know, coming out of June, we had like a lot of different adventures and whatnot we had spoken about. A lot of different work projects you and I had been doing. So we were like, let's take a break in the first part of July around Canada Day weekend. And you actually had planned a mystery date.
I did plan a mystery date.
And so leveraging one of those guests wear trips, right? We just together said, here's what we want to do. So we've actually plugged guests wear. I think it serves North America.
Yeah.
You can check it out on Instagram, but basically you can go on their website or go on their Instagram and pick kind of like what kind of activity do you want to do and where do you want to do it and how long do you want to do your trip of sorts.
It could be overnight. It doesn't have to be. You can do something if you like wineries, it's catered to that. If you want to do like haunted sites, you can do that. If you want to go hiking, if you want to do breweries.
What is breweries?
Breweries. Yeah. You can do that too. So it's kind
or
of
breweries.
Pick your own adventure. And the thing about that is that you don't, you just have a general idea of what you're doing, but you don't know where you're going until you actually open up the envelope. So it's a full-blown mystery date.
And if you're into like really dope packaging like I am, the actual stationery and marketing collateral is beautiful.
Yeah.
So definitely jump into it. But we ended up doing one up in Cambridge?
No,
Caledon.
Cambridge was technically where we went for the first
Paris
Hunter.
Caledon.
Yeah, so like north of the city, I guess.
Fun story. My drama teacher, Mr. Carter, was from Caledon.
Fun fact, we were just listening to Mr. Carter, Jay-Z, Carter's
on
Black Album.
On vinyl.
Yeah, you told me that story while we were driving up there.
I did.
You did. That's your Caledon fact.
It is very weird. Like, I don't feel like people do this now, but I remember Miranda, me, I think Lil was there, and like some other kids in our drama class. We all went to his house. Stop!
Sorry, that was delayed. I couldn't find it.
Right. I thought it was cool. I credit him.
He was a good teacher.
He was a great teacher. I credit him one with my love of like directing, storytelling comes from him, but also a lot of my confidence. I would say came out of that drama class.
All right. Well, I ain't mad at that.
Yeah. But anyway, so when we went to Caledon, it was really cool. We got to go hiking into that one area. Remember, it was all the signs said like lake this way or whatever, that way. And they were like fucking lying.
There was no lake.
There was just way more grass.
A bridge over grass. Yeah. It's like taking pictures and it was a lake and there's no, absolutely no lakes. They lied to our asses.
They lied all kinds. And then we went to, oh my God, we went to that really awesome chapel brewery.
Well, we started with coffee and hot chocolates.
Oh yeah. Hold on. Let me pull it up on my Instagram.
So the other thing was, why do I feel like this was in September, not July?
I don't know.
I think this was September because I remember it being abnormally hot.
Okay.
But anyways, this was in the time frame. I remember it being super, super hot. And then we went to the first stop was like a local cafe where you got a coffee. I got a hot chocolate.
Yes.
I remember sitting in this really
and the bees. And it was September.
There you go. That's all right. We're working backwards. Yeah. We're working from July to September. And I just remember having a fantastic hot chocolate, mm-hmm. nice little local cafe. Did you enjoy your drinks?
I did.
And so that was the first thing. And then from there, we went and did some hiking.
Yeah.
We looked for the beach / the water. Where's could not the beach? Find it. But we did make it through some good hiking trails.
Yes.
Although I think the bugs were out that day. Like, I think I was getting bit through my pants into my ass from the mosquitoes.
And then we went to that crazy cute chapel.
Yeah, which was a converted brewery.
And it had a really awesome patio, but it was like, it's called Caledon Hills.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay, let's go get lunch.
Yeah.
We ended up sitting across the table from like another couple.
Yeah.
And so we ended up hanging out with them for like the entirety of our meal.
Yeah.
I would say they were like super sweet. I remember one of them being like a nurse.
Yeah.
And like, thank you for your service.
Yeah. And the other one was like a big football fan because they were talking about going to the States to go into like football games, right?
Yeah. Stuff like that. Good memory. I think they were, you know, I mean, who isn't enamored with us? But I feel like they were very intrigued. They were talking about like real estate. They were asking us like, I don't think they asked us what we did, but it was very
much.
I mean, nobody does because we don't tell people. But I feel like they were about to leave and then they ordered more
food. Yeah.
Did you get that feeling?
Yeah. I'm like, I'm cool if you guys want to leave right now. But I think they're having too much fun with us.
100%. We're
fun times.
But there was only, remember there was only one thing we were like, is she an anti-vaxxer? Do you remember this?
Yeah, a little
and
bit.
And I'm not allowed to talk about politics or my thoughts on things.
Politics,
so.
Religion, money, God, any of these things. Just leave it out. Ask them how their food is, what shows they're watching. And just don't, no controversy.
No controversy.
One.
But after that, we definitely got like a flight of beers. Everything was delicious. I think we took some home. Oh no, we went to that other brewery. Well,
we were supposed to go to another spot on the destination, but then they gave us bad advice. And be like, you gotta go like to this hilltop type of view or whatever. I'm like, okay, we'll do that. And we went there and the rangers are like, nah, we're closed.
Park rangers. They're bitches.
Yeah.
So then we went and got more beer.
Yeah.
And so we went to this other, I can't remember what the last brewery was called. It was like, oh, I have it here. It's like Mono Center Brewing Company. And so that one we went in and it was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people drinking and eating outside.
Yeah.
We were obviously full. So we just got more beers to take home. With the friends. And then, that was like a really fun hang.
So that was really good. Let's flip flop between things. If this is July, we're in the East End now. And I feel like for the last 3 years, we didn't do anything for Canada Day, right?
That's right.
And then this year, we decided like, 2023, always go for it. Like, let's go see the fireworks in the beaches area because it's not too far from where we live now.
Totally. And I like, okay, obviously I love most things, but I absolutely love going and watching fireworks.
Yeah.
Like I have like a 6-year-old like innocence to me when I watch them.
For sure. So we decided we'd head down to the beaches, which there was going to be a big fireworks display. And I remember it was super packed and busy. Found a good spot to park, which was great. And then we could have gone to the actual, like, literal beaches, like, on the beach and watched on the fireplace or fireworks. But I'm like, I think this can be too packed. And we were in this parked park area. I'm like, I think this might be actually absolutely perfect because we'll see the fireworks. It's not crowded with people. And so we ended up hanging. It's kind of nice because we just went for, like, a walk around that area and saw, like, all the nice houses by the beaches. And so if you're not from Toronto, the beaches is a really nice area in Toronto.
So it was so nice. The one thing that my childhood innocence of a 6-year-old, we were sitting beside a bunch of teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly like a scene out of Euphoria now that I'm actually watching Euphoria. But it was one of those things where I'm like, put your pants on, stop doing drugs or like whatever.
Turn your music down.
But then we were like, oh man, what are the kids listening to these days?
Yeah.
And we did vibe with some of the shit they were listening to.
Oh yeah, we're still dope as shit over here.
But it was like, that night was super fun. Obviously like love a good hang.
It was nice to like be out for Canada Day. And then also when we left at like 11 o'clock, cause it was really hot that day. It was a hot summer day.
Yeah, it was fucking hot.
Do you remember what we got as a reward on the way home? We got, Dairy Queen delivered to us. We got a couple blizzards.
made the cut. I remember that.
Just got that. And it came from like super far away because our normal Dairy Queen wasn't open. So we did Uber Eats and it came from like Scarborough, far east. And it was delicious.
It was delicious. A few days after that, I had taken off again and flew to Dallas.
Right.
And why Dallas is important, amongst hanging out with like a lot of fun friends there and doing some really cool projects, was it also brought the L. Michaels Affair album to life.
So tell people what the L. Michaels Affair is, if they didn't listen to our best of, and tell them what your initial thoughts on the album was.
So I had listened to this album. It's basically, it's kind of R&B jazz hip hop. That's like the best kind of hyphenated way of describing it. It's an album with Black Thought.
Yeah.
And last year, absolutely loved Cheat Codes. It was my number one album of the year with Black Thought and Danger Mouse. And it's like just banger after banger. We had a vinyl dinner party on Friday and Cheat Codes like kicked off the day. L. Michaels Affair, The Weather was like,
that's what's playing right now.
Everything about this album was amazing. And so my time in Dallas, it was so busy, but I was often alone for long periods of time just doing some work. And for whatever reason, this album like was like poetry to me. It was the perfect balance between like background focus music, but something like with a good hook, something you could vibe out to. So like, I don't know how long I was in Dallas for, but it was like 5 days straight, literally listened to that album on repeat.
Yeah.
So
awesome. Yeah. While you were gone too, I just remember that's when I went to go see the new Mission Impossible movie.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I thought, it was like 3 hours and the story to me didn't really make sense. I mean, it kind of was current. It was all about like artificial intelligence, I think, stealing people's lives and identities and stuff.
Oh, damn.
All I know is there's like three really amazing fight action scenes. One that takes place like in a car chase. One that takes place between a narrow kind of two houses. Okay. And one where he like jumps off of a cliff on his motorcycle.
Oh, damn.
So when it comes on demand, do we need to watch the whole thing? No, but I'll definitely show you like these three specific scenes.
I'm here for a good action film. Like, I don't really care.
Yeah, I mean, it's good, but 3 hours.
3 hours is way too long
to watch. Yeah, so that was
outside of like going to a concert, maybe.
Yeah,
I can't do anything for 3 hours.
No. That was fun. That was good times.
Okay. Also in July, you and I had some bachelorette hangs.
That's right.
So I had friend of the podcast MC's bachelorette party. It was on a different day than you had Tony's bachelor party, but they were both in the month of July to my knowledge.
Yeah.
And so I can go really quickly because I think yours was a bit more, you did more things because we had other adventures. On the day of the bachelorette party, John and I was a Saturday night. And so we actually had like multiple plans. So we usually are in the burbs with my mom in the afternoon. Then we came home and then we ended up rallying for dinner with Cam and Ferris because we were going to Piano Piano and then Sean came with us.
Yeah, but you forget what we did before all that.
What did we do before that?
We went to the comedy show.
I thought that was after it.
No, that was the first thing we did because then we went to piano because Sean wasn't going to the comedy
show.
Got
it. Oops. Okay, so what comedy show do we go to?
So for my birthday, Cam and Ferris got us tickets to go see this comedian named Ben Schwartz.
Yes.
Who, he's a big comedian. He's been in movies, TV shows. He's like a famous improviser. And he's probably most well known for being on Parks and Rec. His name's like Jean something, right?
Oh, that's him?
Yeah, that's what I've been telling you. That's him.
I didn't put two and two together.
That's Ben. That's the guy we saw. Yeah. So it was really fun. Basically, it was him and like four other people, and they do a completely improvised like 70-minute show.
Yeah.
Where they get on stage, nothing's planned. They ask someone from the audience, like, tell us a little bit about yourself, and we're going to make a story based off of what you just told us, right?
Yeah. What was the lady's story? Well,
wasn't it something about she was like a teenager and
she didn't follow the instructions?
Her?
Yeah.
Well, she was on like a cruise ship as like a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, she maybe met a boy there or something. I mean, it wasn't the best story in the world. And they did a good job though. It was super funny. And I mean, improvising super difficult.
It is. I think
Oh boy.
Oh boy, here we go.
Should we improv a scene right now?
No, no. Oh, God, no. This is where Mr. Carter's drama class I would have directed. And I would have given this exact same note to me back then as I will give right now.
Okay.
An hour to do one set of improv is way too long. Yeah. I thought the construct should be like, here's four concepts.
Yeah.
Right? And we will spend like 10 minutes on each or something. Like, you know what? At some point about the cruise ship, I was like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, it's true. They could have done like four 15-minute stories and just like talk to four different people in the audience or something.
Yeah, because I was like, yo, I have stories for days. Fucking improv my fucking life. Break my teeth.
Your dress catches on fire.
Totally.
Like, your hair catches on fire.
100%. Like, dude, so many
Larry stuff. June likes your Instagram posts.
Kanye yells at me.
Right? That's right. He did yell at you in real life. That's a real story.
So I think this is a thing where it's like, I just felt like that could be better. It was super fun,
yeah.
Right? But I was like, after the story ended, I was like, where's the next one?
Yeah, so.
So then we went to Piano Piano.
Which you've been to before.
I went with a friend of the podcast, Shazia, for the first time. And I really liked the food, but it's more the atmosphere that I like. Yeah,
it's a very cool vibe.
Cool vibe, cool cocktails. I would say if you're looking to be on the scene without being a poser, it's nice to go there. If you're going to do like a late night drink, maybe hang, it's a good vibe.
I think I got the pizza there.
You did.
And it was delicious. I liked it a lot. It was a cool vibes. Everything about it was fun.
Except the heat. Remember, it was so fucking hot.
Really, really hot.
I was like sweating the whole time. Yeah,
same here. But it was a good dinner, good show. I quite enjoyed that night. And then you guys went to the bachelorette party.
Yeah, so Ferris and I took off, and you guys all stayed together because we met up with you again later. Yeah,
we went to a couple different bars and stuff.
So Ferris and I took off to go back to, like, John and my old area.
I was going
to
say we were outside of our old apartment.
Which was amazing.
On Alexander Street, because we don't live there anymore.
Yeah, we can say that. So in the village, we went to, I think it's called Cruise and Tango. Mm. It's a drag bar.
Yeah.
And so I had never been to a drag bar.
Really?
Have you?
No, I just thought maybe in a previous bachelorette party or something.
No.
Okay.
I mean, no.
No.
So this is my first.
Okay, Ronald Johnson.
No.
Absolutely not. No, no.
This was my first drag show. Farrah said she had been there before.
Okay.
And I think there's a back patio, but inside the actual venue, it was so jam-packed. It was a little overwhelming for me, especially like not coming in wasted.
Right.
Was probably like a bit of sensory overload.
Sure.
So then Ferris and I were like, let's just go get drinks first and then try and meet everybody. And they were at the front of the stage. Mm-hmm. But then these drag queens, honestly, like
fierce
as fuck. Nice. Okay. I was like, you move so well. I am like a slob kebab on the dance floor. These women just dance so beautifully.
Yeah.
They're so nimble. Mm. And like the music is awesome. It's all like anthems, like dance anthems. So you're like, yeah. I was in charge of getting MC tequila shots. So obviously I did.
Yeah,
that may have tipped her.
Good job.
I definitely made a lot of comments about squints. And then I left.
There you go. We'll leave it at that.
And then Ferris and I are like, we're still ready to party. So we're like, I think it was like 12:30 or so. Mm. And we're like, let's walk to meet you guys wherever you are.
Yeah.
So you were at this other bar, like down the street that we used to go to a ton when we were younger.
I forget what it's called.
I don't remember. It's the Artful Dodger.
That's it. Yeah.
So we went to the Artful Dodger and I felt so bad because the three of you were like, again, just so nice.
Gentlemen,
quiet. And then Ferris and I come in and we're like, meh, 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 meh.
You don't gotta be loud to be having fun.
I don't.
No, but you can be loud and have fun. I'm just saying we were enjoying a gentleman's pipe or pipe. Gentleman's pint is what I meant to say. Yeah. We weren't smoking pipes.
You probably could in there.
Probably. That was a lot of fun.
But that was a lot of fun. So bachelor party?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to give away full details of a bachelor party, but it was a lot of fun. We went to a Blue Jays game, got to see the Los Angeles Angel or Anaheim Angels. We got to see Shohei Ohtani, who is not a Blue Jay teammate at the moment. So boo to him. But went to the Jays game with a bunch of guys. It was a lot of fun. And then we did something that you should always do if you're doing a bachelor party, mm-hmm. which is go get steaks. So we went to the Keg, mm-hmm. had some really nice meals and drinks and conversations there. And then the night continued a little bit after that. And then I went home. So just leave it at that.
Then you went to church the next day.
Then I went to church the next day, yeah. So it was a very good time. It's always an honor when you get invited out to bachelorette parties. When you make the cut, it's always a nice thing.
Totes my goats.
So that was, when was that in July as well?
Yeah.
That was, damn.
I know. Okay. So August, you actually had another comedy show with Cam.
Well, first was his birthday, which led me to that show. So when was his birthday? Was that in July as well?
His birthday's in July. It's July 29th. So it's the same as Lil's.
That was a lot of fun. Do you remember what we did for his birthday?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
So go for it.
So I'm up for anything, obviously.
You?
It's me. But we went to a virtual golf place.
Yeah.
And Ferris wanted to do it because Cam was doing lessons for virtual golf.
Yeah.
I have golfed with the boys before. Yeah. I'm not great, but again, good. I'm always up for something and I'll tap out. But it's like, for me, it's more like I'll smoke in the cart with you guys. I want to drive the cart. I want to like shoot the shit and drink. And like if we went to a driving range, it'd be fine.
Yeah.
The problem I had with that course or that area was Ferris and I didn't know how to use the technology. It didn't feel like Top Golf. And then when she would hit something, I was terrified she was going to hit me in the face because it was so small.
Can you stand back? You're supposed to stand out. You're not supposed to be in there.
So I just didn't feel like the space was conducive to doing what I wanted to do.
Okay.
Like other virtual golf places we'd been to.
Well, we went to Top Golf, which is an actual like driving range. It's virtual, but you're still hitting a real ball. You're not hitting a ball into screens, which is what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Well, I had a lot
Did you like?
I did. I like virtual golf. It's fun. I'm not very good at it either. Yeah. And sometimes
there's no music.
Well, you could use music. You could use music for sure.
We have music on for everything.
I know, but some people are there to practice and stuff, so it's not always a party for some people. But I had a lot of fun just hitting the balls around. It was nice to see everyone, and then. While we were there, Cam was telling me about this story when he was in like out east a few weeks earlier with his friends. And he's like, we were there and guess who we saw? I'm like, who'd you see? He's like, legendary Ottawa comedian, Tom Green.
Oh, damn.
It's like, oh, damn. Like,
has he been in hiding or like, has he been doing things, Tom Green? Or
he is. He does stand up comedy. He's been doing stand-up comedy.
What is
like,
that? Daddy, won't you get me sausages or something?
Daddy, would you like some sausage? Yeah. Freddie got fingered.
Yeah, see, I know things.
So he's actually, people know him through like his gross-out comedy and Freddie got fingered and married to Drew Barrymore. Mm-hmm. But he's actually really like savvy and he was one of the first people probably in 2006 to start his own like internet talk show where he actually, at his house in LA, he created an actual talk show with cameras and had celebrities on and was broadcasted out to like the internet and stuff. And then he's done stand-up comedy and all these things. So he does quite well for himself.
Nice.
And what's cool about him is he's from Ottawa. And I remember watching his actual Rogers Cable 22 local cable access show before the Tom Green show that was on MTV. Mm-hmm. He made that show in Ottawa. I remember watching it as like a 13-year-old. Mm-hmm. So I always thought it was pretty cool that this guy from Ottawa
John's from Ottawa, just in case you
didn't know
listened.
That, which is why I keep saying Ottawa. So fast forward to years later, and then Cam sees him with his friends and they're talking and the guy, Tom
just
Green,
in like a regular setting.
Yeah, just
though.
Like in a park or something. Yeah. And Tom Green's like, oh, where are you guys from? Like, oh, we're from Toronto. He's like, oh, Toronto. I'll be there in like 3 weeks. Yuck yucks. And so Cam told me, he's like, I want to go see Tom Green. Like, do you want to come with me? I'm like, yeah, that'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. So that was like a week after his birthday. So we made plans, him and I, to go get tickets, which we did. Mm-hmm. And then we ended up meeting up at the Rivoli.
Oh.
Which is a local bar in Toronto. Which
Isn't that Nirvana the band?
Yeah, there's a TV show that was on Vice called Nirvana the Band, the show about these two guys who are musicians. And the whole plot of the show is every episode they tried to play at the Rivoli.
Yeah.
And they never did. And so if you guys don't know Nirvana, the band, the show, but if you've seen the movie Blackberry, the guy directed and is one of the stars of Blackberry created Nirvana, the band. Nice. His name's Matt Johnson or something. Yeah. So anyways, it was funny because we both watched that show. So I'm like, let's go to the Rivoli because we joke about that. And we ended up going there and playing pool. And it was quite fun, which was great. And then we walked to Yuck Yucks to go see Tom Green. And I wasn't expecting much from Tom Green's comedy,
low
to be honest. Low expectations. It's funny, he got there and he's like, the first thing he did was he brought his dog on stage because he has a dog. And he was fantastic. He performed, I think it was close to 2 hours. I mean,
wow.
For context, most comedians would do a headliner would do 60 minutes, maybe 70, 80s pushing it. But like close to 2 hours is like Dave Chappelle level, right? Yeah. And even then people get tired. You get tired of laughing, which sounds weird, but it's a thing. And he was great because he had jokes. He had crowd work. He had observational humor. He had jokes about Ottawa, jokes about like celebrities and like all these things. It was like pretty fantastic. I was surprised how much I liked it. It was really, really fun.
That's awesome. What was he preparing for, like a Netflix series or something?
Yeah, he was prepping for, I believe, an Amazon special.
Okay.
And I was like, his stuff was really funny. I quite enjoyed it. So
if yeah, I remember you guys, Cam yeah. saying the same thing. It was like you guys were quite glowy after.
Yeah, so it was a lot of fun. I'm really happy we went and saw Tom Green. So if he comes to a city near you and you like him, you'll like his comedy. I highly recommend it.
So one of the other cool things that happened in the summer after, I think it was probably August at this point, is we kind of, you know, we're huge vinyl lovers,
yeah.
right? You had done a really cool project and you wanted to treat yourself, but then right. there was also, you know, just, we like to purchase vinyl and, you know, we kind of do it every weekend or whenever we go travel somewhere, we always try and find a record store. So we, I would say over like give or take the last better part of a decade, we're looking for one album.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you, unbeknownst to me, but you always kept mentioning it over a decade, wanted an album that doesn't exist or didn't exist.
There's technically three, but two big ones. And one of them I actually ended up getting last year, which was Jamiroquai's High Times Greatest Hits.
Yeah.
And you got it for me for Christmas because it was never available on vinyl. And then he put it out last year. So that was one of them. There was three. So that was one that I've always wanted. Then the other two, the main one I've wanted for years, and both of them I have like fond memories of them as like a 14, 15 year old. The main one I've always wanted, I'm like, if I can ever get this on vinyl, it'll be my prized possession. I don't think they've ever made it, is Andre and Big Boy present Outkast, which is their greatest hits.
Yeah.
Which came out after Stankonia.
Which is outstanding.
And before Love Below Speaker Box. So it's their greatest hits from their first, I think, five albums. And I had it on CD.
Flute God
before he was the Flute God. Had it on CD. And I obviously have it on like Apple Music and everything, but I'm like, I would love to have this on vinyl. And every 5 months, I would go on Amazon, I would go on Sonic Boom and just check to see if this album's there. All their other albums are on vinyl, just not their greatest hits.
And like, let's just put this out there. John and I very rarely choose to buy vinyl off Amazon because we actually like, one, supporting like local businesses for vinyl, but it's also the experience of going into a record shop. Like this to me is like, the Nick Hornby of it all, like high fidelity, like going into Empire Records, et cetera, like going into an actual store and buying. So we very rarely get vinyl off like Amazon.
Exactly.
So if you do purchase it online, it's because it's so fucking rare.
100%.
So do you want to do your Outkast?
Yeah, I couldn't remember if I got it. Basically, long story short is I'm like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself to two records.
Treat thyself.
I did a deep dive of Sonic Boom and Amazon album wasn't available. I'm like, you know what? Let me check. Shoot, I can't remember if it was, I think it was, may have been, it was either eBay or no, I think it was this thing called like Discogs or something like that. I went to Discogs, I think Discogs, and I put in a Outkast greatest hits, the certain one, and it actually popped up. Now it popped up as used and a little bit more, cost a little bit more than your regular,
a little bit more pricey,
maybe two to three times how much a regular album record might cost. But I was reading reviews of these people who were selling it, and it was listed as like very good condition, basically package was open but really good condition, and it was in Japan. And I'm like, I bet you this album, they pressed it on vinyl when the greatest hits came out 20 plus years ago, a limited time. And there's probably not very many of these. So I was like, all right, this is kind of a lot of money. No, not really. It's expensive for vinyl, but I was like, screw it. I want this record and we've been working hard. I'm going to treat thyself. So hit that submit button. And I think 3 weeks later, I actually get the record in the mail and it's in fantastic condition.
And it also made our vinyl dinner party cut on Friday.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a later episode.
Totally.
So I was really happy. And how? Where are you on like Outkast fandom?
I love Miss Jackson.
Yeah.
That is my jam. I've done it at karaoke.
Yeah.
Most recently last year.
Yeah.
I love Outkast. I don't know if I love them as much as you do, yeah, but like that fair. Album is fierce. Right.
Yeah. I actually have every one of their albums on CD, or I did when I had CDs. Mm-hmm. And then I would love to do the same with vinyl, but I mean, I love them because their very first album, Southern Playlist of Cadillac Music, mm-hmm. came out when they were 18 years old.
Totally.
And so it was an amazing album. What about you?
So the other album, and this was a mutual one for us, I would say, and it crosses North America, this story.
Okay.
Is that we, for years, so John and I obviously love all genres of music. I feel like a lot of the music that you've grown up with too, it was like your dad influencing you to listen to. For me, it was my brothers. Mm-hmm. But we both are fans of Steely Dan.
100%.
And we had been on the hunt for the Aja record for better part of a decade. Mm-hmm. And again, when we travel, we go to vinyl shops and whatnot. So when I was in Winnipeg, I think I told Aaron, who is also a fan of music, that this was something. But then when he was in Toronto for a project, we all went record shopping to Sonic Boom. Mm-hmm. And I went back and asked the guy from Sonic Boom, I'm like, oh, do you have this record? Aja Steely Dan record.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh no, sorry, it's like not here. But they didn't go into as much depth as the guy in Chicago about it.
Right.
So I was like, okay. I'm like, oh, you know, I've been looking for it for like 7 years and we can't find it. So that album has like Deacon Blues on it. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think what other songs. It's so good. Like it's front to back. It's like outstanding. It's an amazing album. I'm drawing a blank right now, but
Deacon Blues,
Pegs, yeah.
Black Cow,
yeah.
Home at Last.
We were like listening to it on your new, not Heaters playlist. What was your random
Business Casual?
Yeah, Business Casual yesterday.
Make a lot of playlists.
But anyway, so at some point in the summer, Aaron actually found the album in like a small Santa Fe record shop and shipped it to us, which was like the best surprise ever after a decade of looking for it. And so that was really awesome. Fast forward, not giving anything away so thank you, Aaron, for that. But then when we were in Chicago, we were talking to that record shop owner for a really long time. And I brought up the Steely Dan record and he's like, it actually stopped being printed mm-hmm. for the better part of a decade. Mm-hmm. So the one that your friend found was probably one of the last ones in North America, which was amazing.
Very cool.
So Japan, Santa Fe.
And then the last record that I've always wanted to have on vinyl mm-hmm. is from one of my favorite group, another rap group, Outkast, and the other one is Clips. Pusha T and Malice, the Neptunes discover them and produce a lot of their music, and so their debut album called Lord Willin, one mm-hmm. of my all-time favorite albums, same thing, it's not available on vinyl, and then I went on that same website, found it, not as expensive as Outkast. I'm like, I'm gonna do it, came in pretty amazing condition as mm-hmm. well. And it sounded unbelievable. So now, I mean, it's almost sad, but there's no more like albums I've been like pining for, searching for years. I mean, now, I mean, it's controversial, but I kind of want to build up my Kanye collection of vinyl.
I know. We actually went to Pop Music.
Yeah.
Because I got a gift card for there from Jeff Chan for my birthday, which was awesome. And so went in looking for anything, but we were like, oh yeah, we're looking for late registration.
Yeah.
But then I completely forgot about the controversy. They had no Kanye stuff.
No Kanye.
That's
okay.
That's okay, Kanye.
So what else do we have?
So
we got time for a few more stories. So yeah. What do we got here?
We also have dun, dun, dun.
Oh boy.
We this also have laugh. Your TIFF movie. What was it?
Yeah, so usually you're the one that goes to TIFF movies. Yeah, I haven't been to one in a while.
Yeah.
And then this year there was a TIFF movie starring Louis C.K., mm-hmm. although he didn't want to be the star of it because it was a documentary about kind of his rise, fall, and then rise again from basically like he got canceled for mm-hmm. just
Being a perv.
I mean,
but then he won a Grammy last year. Right?
So the whole documentary was just kind of following his rise and then his fall, and then how he was able to kind of come back mm-hmm. and win Grammys and sell out Madison Square Garden and all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty good. I mean, even
you went with Ferris
and Cam. And I mean, we're watching Parks and Rec, and he's mm-hmm. on Parks and Rec, and one of the creators of the show was in the movie, being like, yeah, everyone knew for years there was not even rumors. People knew that Louis C.K. liked to be a perv. I'll just leave it at that. And yeah. So the creator of Parks and Rec was like, I knew he wasn't necessarily a great guy, but I still mm-hmm. had him on my show because I thought he was funny and this and that. And he's like, hindsight, should I have done that? Maybe not, but I did. And what so and so. But it was really pretty well done. And then the...
Because you actually liked the Louis C.K. show. So did like Miranda.
Yeah, his show was called Louie, and it was actually really good. It's the reason why everyone wants to go to the Comedy Cellar now, because it's because in the show, his intro is him walking into the Comedy Cellar, and each mm-hmm. episode he basically like would do a set in the Comedy Cellar. So that's why, it's one of the reasons why it's so famous right now, is because of him. Mm-hmm. And what I liked about his show is he wrote it, directed, edited it, and starred in it, which is, mm-hmm. I mean, the guy is obviously...
He's the Barry of the time.
That's right. Although, Bill Hader didn't edit. The editing was one that made me impressed.
Yeah, that's fair. He sat with the editor, Bill Hader.
Yeah, and Louis C.K. is like, no, I'm just going to mm-hmm. edit it myself. Anyways, he's a talented filmmaker and everything. I don't necessarily love his stand-up comedy, but mm-hmm. he's also not a great guy. But it was a good movie. I forget what it's called. I mean, just Google Louis C.K. documentary and you'll see it. But it was a fun night, and then the director and I think a couple producers were there, so we did like a Q and mm-hmm. they did a Q&A afterwards, which was nice.
Where was I when you guys did this? I'm surprised I didn't go.
No, I think you were home, but
I just didn't want to go.
I don't think you want to. Yeah, you're not a Louis C.K. person, so, and maybe they only had 3 tickets.
That's fair.
Maybe we asked you and you didn't want to go, which doesn't seem like you, but yeah, I know. I don't know where you were.
I don't know where I was. The last big one, I would say, I mean, we have like some little things.
Yeah, we got time for a couple bigs and a little.
So before the pandemic, John and I obviously love traveling. We love doing... road trips. We love, you know, doing random things. So I had to get my passport renewed.
Oh boy.
Do you not remember how stressful this was?
So just for context, here's things you don't do. You don't open your mail.
Nope.
Don't open
or
your
email. I don't open my like personal email or my physical mail.
Yeah, you don't open either of those things. You don't follow instructions or you just don't want to.
No.
Another thing is you don't check for things expiring, because even you went on a trip and this guy's like...
Not like food. Food.
No, I mean like you went on you were at the airport and the TSA guy's like, yo, your license expires in like 3 weeks. You're like, I'll let John figure it out. You're like, who's John?
No, stop. That's because Doug Ford doesn't give you an alert anymore in Ontario.
We're not going to go down the Doug Ford road, because you might get a call from my pops about that.
Whoa.
But
I don't like reading.
Yes, you don't like reading. So
I don't like reading instructions.
We had to renew your license, which was easy. We could do that one online. But then your passport... So basically your passport, I think, was expiring in like May or March. I think it was March of 2024.
Yeah.
And for certain places, even if it's not expired, you can't travel if your thing's expiring in 6 months. And I'm like, look, I'm going to take some time. So we got to do your passport.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you got to go get your picture taken.
And this is because here's we wanted to go to Chicago. I had gone to Dallas and it was fine.
It was fine. But I'm like, Chicago, you're right on that line where we might not be able to go because it's expiring. Mm-hmm. So... Yeah, I'm like, you got to go get your picture taken. Here's 3 places you can go to. And you got your picture taken. How'd that go?
It was horrible, John.
Oh, boy.
So I basically go there. And like, first of all, I should be able to do like a selfie photo.
Second of all,
there's nobody there. So I was like, why the fuck am I waiting to do this passport photo? This guy finally comes out and he's like, okay, like, let's go sit on a seat, blah, blah, blah. And then he takes, like, a bunch of pictures. Like, bro, I'm not here for, like, a fucking glamour shots. Like, take 2 pictures, show them to me, and, like, call it a day. And so I feel like I look fine. Like, I know you're not... I smile with my mouth open, with my teeth showing. You're not allowed to do that.
No.
But you're allowed to, like, smile with your... mouth closed. And so I did. So and then he's smize. Like, you can smize or whatever.
He's like, you can't do that. And I'm like, I read the rules.
You read some rules?
I read something on BuzzFeed. And so I was like, I'm going to do this. He's like, you need to take your picture again. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. Just give me a fucking picture. I basically look the same as I did 10 years ago.
You did?
I did. Like, my hair is the same. I think my earrings only changed. I think I could have even been wearing the same fucking shirt I wore 10 years ago. And he's like, you're a little shiny. And I'm like, wow, bro.
Bro.
And so then he's like, here's some paper to like wipe paper? Your forehead.
Can I get some paper towels?
Something. And it was like some weird papers he gave me, like rice papers or something.
Hell?
Then this other guy comes in and just for shits and giggles, we are going to call him John.
What the hell? Wasn't me though.
It wasn't you, but he looked like you. So if you guys know what John looks like, you will know that this person who is of my coloring did not say that John was shiny. So John goes,
walking a fine line over here, so just be real careful on that tightrope.
I'm tightrope walking like Janelle Monáe. And so I'm thinking, this guy's serving me. I'm wiping my fucking face with rice papers.
Yeah.
To think I'm going to go back and sit on that fucking stool. Does he not call the John guy?
Come on.
To go and do his picture? And I'm like, remember, I was doing this in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm like, I got to go. Why are you keeping me here? But I felt like he was just keeping us there for something to do.
Hmm.
So what should have taken 10 minutes took 45 minutes. And that stresses me out.
But you got the pictures done.
Yeah.
And then we had to fill out the forms. Well, I think I filled out your forms for you.
I signed it.
You signed it. We ended up mailing it because you ain't nobody got time to go to the actual office, right?
Oh, God, no.
Got the passport back.
We also signed up for Nexus.
So how was the Nexus process?
Mine was quite easy. I have all my documentation. You had to go hunting.
You didn't remind me what to do yesterday with my wallet.
What?
Take out my birth certificate.
Uh-oh.
So what do we have to do for a Nexus card?
We had to go back and doing your Nexus card. It's like, again, it makes sense. It's like all these security questions, all of these like things you never think about, like your birth certificate.
Right.
Like, I'm surprised I had my birth certificate.
I know. I was impressed by that. Well, we should put mine with yours.
It's upstairs.
Okay.
But anyway, so it's like, for those of you guys who don't have Nexus, it's just basically so you can sweep pack security.
Sweet pack security.
So anyway, we're definitely still waiting.
Oh, it's for like that a 13-month process.
Yeah. Tammy said her interview was outstanding, so I'm hoping we have the same experience.
I hope we have the same interview because I don't want us to have to go at different times.
Oh man, I'll fail.
So you say we got some other little guys we can throw in there?
Yes.
Okay. What else we got?
In September, a friend of the podcast, Ferris, She was working on a project to support at the Great Hall.
Oh, that's right.
And so what was awesome.
And why is the Great Hall significant to us?
So for those of you guys who haven't listened to season 17, 18 probably of the podcast, we got married at the Great Hall in Toronto, which is a concert venue.
Queen and Ossington-ish. Davenport, Queen and Davenport, yeah. I guess.
Super cool venue. It was the only venue we looked at. So we think it's super cool.
Yeah.
And it was an awesome wedding. Like, go back. I don't know, guys. It was
best
like
wedding ever.
Best wedding ever. It didn't even feel like a wedding. It felt more like a party with like a concert.
It's a movie.
It felt like a movie. Just like the Wallow song, just like a movie.
Ooh, that's a teaser for later.
But anyway, we hadn't been back inside the Great Hall since the wedding or the day after the wedding to pick up the gear. But we had gone every year at our anniversary. So February 23rd, we go and like kind of stand and take pictures outside the Great Hall. So one of the things I was saying to John, because we were in that area this past week, is I'm so glad that the venue didn't, you know,
get shut down
during the pandemic. And so it's so nice. So about 8 of us ended up going to this party, and it was like kind of cool because it was like sponsored by Shark Beauty Products. So there was like people. And so you could go get your hair done in like the upstairs area. There was like DJs. There were like those things you see in Times Square, like dressed in silver.
Robots.
And then like dancers and DJs and stuff. So like, I just thought it was cool because I'm like, oh my God, I just feel like I'm yet at another party with a bunch of our friends. So one of the things that I also love was like, so Sean, Christina, Dan, Carson, Yardena, Kobe, like obviously Ferris, we were all there, but it was super awesome because we tried to recreate some of our wedding photos.
Right.
Right. Yes. And so there's, it's on our Instagram. You can go see on mine. One of our photos that we now have framed, we retook that photo at the top of the stairs. So the Great Hall has this like huge red velvet staircase. Mm-hmm. But what I love, and I wish I posted it, it was Dan a picture of Sean taking a picture of us recreating the photo.
Okay.
But what I didn't post was the original photo, so there's no context.
So it looks like we're just like smooching at the top of a stairs.
Totally. But that was super fun. Who doesn't love partying with free booze out of place? But the one thing I always find is like, we went and got our hair done, Christina and I upstairs, and you have to like get a ticket and wait in line and it's like 2 hours or whatever. And I'm like, definitely not that girl who does this. But like the girl was like, oh, so what kind of, like, I remember Christina got the same question. She's like, do you ever wear extensions? And I'm like, no. And then it was like, oh, she's like, what kind of eyelashes do you like? And I was like, I can't. Mine? Right? I was like, I don't know what you're asking me. So it's just like, you definitely know there's like a demographic of people who go to these types of like networking events.
Yeah.
Our group is not really those people.
No.
Right? I was like, I was there to dance to like Mace.
Yeah, Mace. They have Madonna's music, which I love.
Which was awesome. And then like drink and dance with my friends.
Yeah.
But it was such a fun hang. It was such a great party. Definitely unexpected fun.
Nice. Is there any other little ones that you want to get in as we wrap up here? Anything else on that little list there? We got time for one or two more if you got anything else on there. That's pretty action-packed.
The only other one we have was going to the baseball game, me and you.
Oh, the Jays game.
The Jays game. And I wore my original birth shirt.
From the bear.
And so John told, did you actually tell your story about the bear shirt?
No, I can do that right now.
Let's do that now. So
yeah, or should we save the little Yachty one, or should we tell them both now, or just I have two stories.
Yeah, don't tell the little Yachty.
So this must have been over the summertime.
Hold on. Back it up.
Okay.
So the bear, if you listen to Best of 2023, is
dethroned Jersey Shore as the best show of the year.
Absolutely. And so season 2 of the Bear premiered in Canada mid July. We were obsessed with it. First episode. The character Richie creates the shirt called the original Burf shirt, which was a spelling error. It's
supposed to be
the
original beef,
which is the restaurant that is featured in the Bear. And so you and I love the Bear. So we both ended up getting t-shirts from it.
We both got original Burf shirts. And so we got them, and then I wore mine and I accidentally shrunk it or it did something. So I was like, damn it. So I went and I did the opposite of Richie, which is I'm like, I want to buy the Burf shirt, and I accidentally bought the original beef shirt. Like I bought the correct one. I'm like, damn it. I meant to buy a Burf shirt, but I bought a beef shirt. So fast forward to a couple weeks later, it's like a Saturday. We're going shopping and I'm by myself. I'm at a
Indigo
and I'm in line, and there's this really young hip dude just kind of walking around. And he comes up to me. He's kind of like,
he's got some major swag.
He's got a lot of swag, way more swag than me. He's just like, hey, excuse me, is that the bear shirt, the beef you're wearing there? I was like, oh my God. I'm like, yeah, it is. I'm wearing it to be seen. Let's be honest. If we're wearing our beef birth shirt, so we want to be noticed, right?
100%.
He's like, oh my God, is that from the bear, the beef shirt? I'm like, it sure is. He's like, oh my God, it's amazing. I love that show. He's like, where'd you get it from? I'm like, oh, I bought it from this place. He's like, oh, that's so cool. And we're talking about the show a little bit. And then he was just so funny. He's like, oh man, do you think the writer's strike's going to affect when season 3 comes out? I'm like, that's a great question. I'm like, unfortunately, I think it might. But I mean, the second season just ended, so they probably weren't writing just yet. But if they end the he's like, yeah, I hope that show comes back. And he's like, oh, I love your shirt, man. And then like his wife and kid was in front of me. And he's like, honey, look at this guy's shirt. He's got a beef shirt. I'm like, oh my. And she's like, oh, that's so cool. So I'm like, this is awesome. So I remember linking up with you later in the day and be like, got recognized for my beef shirt.
Yeah, you were glowing.
And that's not the only time, but we'll save the second time.
There's definite other sightings. I wear my original birth shirt.
So I wear mine, at the mall, and there's maybe a few thousand people there. We're going to the Rogers Center.
And there's like 90,000
people. Yeah.
And so I'm wearing it, and I'm so excited to wear this birth shirt. Like, guys, like, I know the bear is like fucking trending, blah, blah, blah. I'm wearing this shirt. Do I not just get like people weirdly looking at my rack? Like as if my shirt's spelt incorrectly.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, John, no one is recognizing
this single shirt.
Nobody is coming up to me after you had your amazing sighting. I just have people confused looking at my tits. And so I'm like, this is the worst. And so nobody has since recognized it. Even people at my work who know the show have not commented on it.
I've had people at work comment on the shirt.
I know.
Call me cousin.
I can't. So the only thing that I was going to say is it also reminds me of like when we used to do hip hop karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
And after you did it and we went to the Hard House to watch the High Fidelity play and the guy in like the Cosby sweater, like super conservative, came up to you and was like, hey, man, he's like, I just got to tell you, I loved you at hip hop karaoke.
He was a fan.
You know, he's like completely conformed now that it's like he's with his partner, like in the like evening.
He looked like, what's the guy from Growing Pains, the son?
Michael Seaver.
Yeah, he looked, no, is that Candace Cameron or what? What's that?
Wait,
his best friend's name was Boner.
Yeah, which also does not make sense.
What was the guy's name?
I thought it was Michael Seaver.
Yeah, what's his name in real life? Like,
oh, Kirk Cameron.
Yeah, he was that. Anyways, he looked like that guy, not Boner from. That was the guy's name. It was Boner.
It's so stupid. So anyway, but yeah, the baseball game was fun. I had not seen the Rogers Center yet with all its
new renovations.
Yeah, with the new renovations, which is awesome. So it was nice to kind of like, one of the things is like the summer was so busy for you and I. We did so many things, but we had been saying like you had gone to so many baseball games, but I hadn't yet. So you can actually see those pictures on my Instagram too.
Yeah.
I was just excited to like go watch sports, hang out, eat good food. I got a sandwich there, which was awesome. An original beef wearing my original burf.
There you go.
And yeah, it was just like a good summer night. I don't think they won.
No, every game you went to, they lost. So is there anything else or should we land this plane?
Let's land this plane. That takes us through the summer.
It takes us through the summer and then...
Holy shit, we're going into October in the podcast.
So this
now.
Is 8, 9, 10, 11. We got 4 episodes left. Next week's going to be Chicago. Yeah.
Via Chicago.
It's going to be a legendary episode. If you guys like the bear on the burf, just wait till we tell you what we actually do there.
Woo-hoo.
So I got 3 options for band of the week for you. You tell me which one you want. We got.
Wait.
What?
Oh, no. My morning jacket hasn't happened yet. That's October. I was like,
so you can choose.
I thought we saw a concert.
No. Do you want it to be Outkast, Clips, or Steely Dan? What are you thinking?
You have 2 record options, so you get to choose.
Let's do Outkast, and I want to choose one from Big Boy and Dre Presents Outkast. So this, for that album, it's 16 songs. It's the greatest hits, but they did 3 original songs. One of the ones people will know is called The Whole World. Mm-hmm. But one of my favorite absolute Outkast songs was an original from that album, which is called Funkin' Around, which opens the album. So why don't we play Funkin' Around by Outkast? Most people probably don't know this song very well, and it's from Big Boy and Dre Present Outkast, their greatest hits. So why don't we get into it? This is Funkin' Around by Outkast.
The Flute God.
The Flute God, future Flute God. So all the ways to get in contact with our ass is Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Search Live605. And follow your boy on Twitter and Instagram. I'm Matt Mallenkamp.
I'm Val Gomez, 23.
So until next week, I'm your podcaster, John.
I am Val.
B. Should we listen to the Flute God?
Yeah.
You know, right now, everybody wants to be from space and, like, wants to be from the country and everything like that. You know, like, really, like, the South is, like, cool to be from the South right about now. Girls, listen up. Torn between Saturday night and early Sunday morning. I don't know, I'm somewhere stuck in between tween. I'm out here knowing hip-hop is dead. The average nigga on my corner yelling, what the fuck you mean? See, we ain't seen the mountaintop counterclockwise. Goes to neighborhood, hand me down some canned goods. Won't cut the great coupon. We got that make you run. Back to the drawing board, can't afford to lose. Y'all make me yawn. 1/1/91. My teacher sees potential in me, set it down, son. Now let me tell you like I heard it when I felt deserted. It was no other way to word it. Got my feelings murdered by the bullet of bad. The singer of sad songs to make you long for your mom and your dad. Play a clash with polka dots, I hope you ain't mad. Back up, little mama, I'm about to react.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We ain't just funkin' around. No, you don't want to see me clown. No, tomorrow sounds like right now.
living. Look who get them scheming. What's the use of living, my nigga? Why you snoozing? I'm dreaming. I'm Tylenol PM. You mount to the same thing every day, like per diem. Never trying to be nothing better than what you're being. One nation under the cool should be the rule. When a young man or young lady begins to start grade school, silence before violence. 9 times out of 10 times, the quietest is the loudest. Fumbling through your privates. Daddy fat sass, can they have your back? No. You're such a player. You're southern brawl. Got me sprawled out. In your black book, my name was crossed out. Went from starting to second string, now in the doghouse. Reminiscing a party you was missing. Instead of arguments, you think about the hugs and kisses. If this is something hard for you to take, you better bounce. Bounce, rock, rock, roll, escape.
Yeah. 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 We ain't just broken bones.
John Mallon
and Val Gomez.